what's coming up now on Established in the Faith.
Just text right now, listening. And the station that you're listening to, text it to 252-299-4234. We have other needs in the church, and other doors are opening up, and we can't keep wasting our money in an area where there ain't nobody listening.
Hello, neighbor, and welcome today to Established in the Faith. This is Pastor James Pierce of Friendship Free Will Baptist Church over in Middlesex, North Carolina, and how so very pleased and happy we are to be with you today. Got a great message lined up for you. Hope you can stay with us for the next 30 minutes. If not, let me encourage you to go over to establishedinthefaith.com. There you can listen to today's message as well as many others that are in podcast form. Well, we're going to go on into the message now. Hope and pray it'll be a blessing to you. Have your Bibles this morning. Would you turn with me, please, to the book of Numbers? Numbers chapter 1, verse 1. And the Lord spake unto Moses in the wilderness of Sinai, in the tabernacle of the congregation, on the first day of the second month, in the second year after they were come out of the land of Egypt, saying, I want to stop right there and use for a subject this morning, preaching a few minutes. Egypt, the wilderness, and the tabernacle. I want to take a look at these three things today, because these three things tell us where we've been, where we're at, or where we should be, and where we are going. And if there was ever a time in church history that we need to hear from God, ladies and gentlemen, today is the day. Egypt, the wilderness, and the tabernacle. The deliverance of the children of Israel from Egyptian bondage is among one of the greatest miracles recorded in the entirety of the Word of God. Egypt of that day, their business was to build the treasured cities of Pharaoh. It was all about the numbers. It was all about getting the people to work. It was all about a quota. These treasured cities were storehouses for Pharaoh to store his precious goods. What he was building had absolutely nothing to do with God, but yet it was his religion, because all that he had attained in this present world, he wanted to store it up in these treasured cities, and when he died, he was going to be buried with these treasures, and it would help him in the afterlife. It was all about God, but really it had nothing to do with God. Are you following me? And the Bible says that they forced the children of Israel to build these treasured cities. Exodus chapter 1, verse 14. If Dana can put it up on the screen, I don't know if that things working or not. Looks like it is now. We didn't fix the screen issue yesterday. We know what it ain't, but we still don't know quite what it is. About 3 hours worth. At least we found a hornet's nest and got rid of all the buzzing that was going on, at least for the day. Now, them rascals may come back later on, but it's not an issue today, and I thank the Lord for that. But the Egyptians made the lives of the children of Israel, made their lives bitter with hard bondage, in mortar and brick and in all manner of service in the field. All their service wherein they made them serve was with vigor. The Egyptians were ferocious in their treatment of Israel. They forced them to work in hazardous conditions. They had to dig the clay, knead the clay, mix it with straw, and get it to a certain consistency. Once they mixed it up and got it at the right consistency, then they had to take it over to the brick molds. And then they had to make the bricks with the brick molds, and then they had to get it out of the bricks and put it out in the hot sun so that they could dry. Then they had to take the bricks to the building site, and then they had to build these structures according to the needs of the Egyptians. In other words, it had to look a certain way so that it would appeal to the Egyptians. God's people were being forced to do something that they really did not want to do. Working hard labor to build something that was not of God had to look a certain way to appeal to the Egyptians to satisfy Pharaoh. And on top of that, a certain quota had to be met every day. Egypt is a type of the world system. It's all about working and the numbers and building things that has nothing to do with God and the bondages that come about as a result of that. Egypt is a type of the world. And much of the modern church today is in Egypt. We have adopted the business model of the world to try to build the church. It's all about the numbers, the quota. The church, it's got to look a certain way. It's got to sound a certain way. We've got to get the people in the door. And when you get them in the door, if you don't put them to work and get them doing something, they're going to go out the door. And the people come in and they're given a job and they work and they work. It's all about growing the church today. Some of you listening to me right now by the internet, your preacher's got you so busy doing this and that and this and that and the other. You got something going on in the church 7 days a week. All the time, something going on. And I know for a fact, it's the same group of people. Anytime there's something to be done in the church, it's the same group of people that get it done. And God's people are being wore out today with stuff that really, when you get down to it, has absolutely nothing to do with the building of God's kingdom. It's all got to do with building that church and fattening that pocketbook and the bottom line. And you're so frustrated. You're working all the time in the church and you're constantly doing this and that. And now we come up and the preacher wants to start something else. Do something else. Preacher, what are you doing? Are you visiting the sick as you should? Are you going to the hospital when they're in the hospital sick? Are you more interested about the people that are out there than you are the ones that are sitting right there in front of you every week? Oh, good grace and mercy, this is going to be ugly. This is going to be ugly. Go ahead and brace yourself right now. But for the past several months, I've done nothing but fight what's going on in that back room over there. With the bumblebees in the system so some people in the parking lot can hear. The TV screens that ain't working. Blinking off and on. All of this stuff is distracting to me. And if it's distracting me, I know it's distracting you. Working in that room back there is not my job. It is not my business. I don't know that much about this stuff. I help wherever I can, but when I come in here on Sunday morning, I cannot be back there fighting that equipment so that the hundreds of people by Facebook can see it and the millions of people that are listening by radio. Although those people out there are important, and thank you so much for listening by radio and tuning in by Facebook. Thank you so much. But those of you out there by Facebook and the internet and the radio, you don't pay the bills that are in this church. The people sitting in front of me is what pays the bills in this church. And I have a responsibility to the people that are inside this sanctuary every Sunday morning more than the people that are out there. And I love you by the internet. I love you by the radio. I thank God for the doors He's opened up. But when that back over there and all that equipment distracts me from preaching the Word of God, something's got to get unplugged. Because I've got a message that God has laid on my heart for the people that walk in the door of this church. My responsibility is to you. As a pastor, when the member gets sick and they're in the hospital, you should make a way to get to that hospital and visit that church member and be there in their time of need. And let me just go ahead and say this to you. It's not just the preacher's job to go and visit folks in the hospital. Oh, it done got mighty quiet in the house now. It's all of us sending a card, making a phone call, texting, going to visit. But we're so caught up in everybody that's out there more than we're concerned about the people right here within the four walls of our own church. Does that describe your church? While I'm in the mud pile, I might as well go ahead and dig some more. We've been on some radio stations now for a couple of years, and I thank God for the doors that God has opened up. But there's some of you listening out there by radio right now. You've heard this pitiful preacher. And God has used me and you've been touched by the radio ministry. And we've not heard anything from you. Georgia, folks down in Georgia, we've not heard anything from you. Folks up in Scranton, Pennsylvania, we've not heard anything from you. Asheville, North Carolina, we've not heard anything from you. And God is opening up doors and giving other opportunities for us to get on other stations. And if we're not being effective where we're currently at, then we have got to be good stewards of what God has given us. If the people out there ain't listening, we're going to have to move somewhere else where there are some people listening. So if you're listening by radio this morning and this program is a blessing to you, just text right now, listening. And the station that you're listening to, text it to 252-299-4234. We have other needs in the church and other doors are opening up and we can't keep wasting our money in an area where there ain't nobody listening. Well, Brother James, you're supposed to preach it. It don't matter who's out there listening. I know, but I'm also supposed to be a good steward of God's word. And to folks out there ain't listening, there ain't no need in me wasting the church's hard-earned money to pay for something that's not working for us. So those of you by radio, if this program is a blessing to you, I need to hear from you. If not, we're going to go into some other areas. All right. Egypt, bondage, working, numbers, working so hard in the church, you're frustrated. You're not happy in the church you're at because you find yourself, you can't even listen to what preaching, or if there is any preaching in such a church, you're not getting anything out of it yourself. You keep pouring in, doing, working, and you're not getting anything out of the church you're attending. And really, you wouldn't tell anybody, but you're ready to leave. You're ready to give it up, because if this is what church is all about, I don't want no part of it. And really, you're looking for a way out. You're looking for a way out. And if that preacher up and leaves, or something happens in the church, that's your way out. And when you get out, you don't plan on ever coming back to another church anywhere. Let me submit to you today, you're in Egypt. You're in bondage. You are being forced to do something that God doesn't want you to do. All right. Let me, I'm back in the mud again. It's not my job to tell you what to do. I can come up with all kind of stuff and plans and schemes on how to grow the church, and I could designate this one to do that one to do this, whatever. That is not my job. When I step in and I designate or dictate this one, that one, or the other to do this job and that job, I have then took the place of God. It is your responsibility. As a church member, as a member of the body of Christ, it is your responsibility to seek the Lord, to hear from God, and do what He tells you to do. Not so much what the preacher asks you to do, but what God tells you to do. And if you'll do what God tells you to do, you'll be happy where you're at. We're all members in the body of Christ. Some of you are set up to be a heart in the body of Christ. Others a foot. Others the kidneys. The list goes on and on. But for me to tell this brother over here who's a heart to do the work that only the kidneys can do, he's out of place. And the body of Christ is going to suffer. You try to put a heart in the place where the kidneys is at, you're going to have a problem, friend. God knows where each member in His body needs to be, and He knows how they need to function. It is not my job to tell you what you're supposed to be doing. It is my job to encourage you in the things of God, to seek God, and do what He tells you to do. And stay in your lane. The kidney don't need to be running up to the heart telling the heart how to pump blood. Kidney, stay down there where you belong and do what you're supposed to be doing. We got people in the church doing all kind of things that God ain't called them to do. I'm in this hole all by myself. Lord, help me. I need deliverance. I done dug a hole and got in it, and now I can't get out of it. That's where the children of Israel were at. They were in a hole, digging clay. They didn't want to do what they were doing. They cried out to God, and God heard their prayer. Amen. Exodus 3, verse 7, the Lord told Moses, "I've surely seen the affliction of my people, which are in Egypt, and I've heard their cry, and I know their sorrows." God spoke to Pharaoh through Moses and said, "Let my people go." And you know the story. Pharaoh would not let the people go. Satan will not let go very easily either. God performed miracle after miracle, brought plague after plague. Egypt was almost completely destroyed. And Pharaoh still would not let the people go. It wasn't until the lamb was slain and the blood was applied to the doorpost of the houses that Israel was finally set free and delivered. And church, that is where your deliverance is at. The shed blood of the Lamb. When you place your faith in Jesus Christ, who He is and what He did at Calvary, which is what that Lamb represented, by faith you apply that blood to the doorpost of your heart. That's when your deliverance will come. You will be free. You will be free. All right. Exodus 13, verse 17. It came to pass when Pharaoh let the people go that God led them not through the way of the land of the Philistines, although that way was nearer. For God said, lest peradventure the people repent when they see war and they return to Egypt. The land of the Philistines was well traveled. If you traveled down the road toward the Philistines, you could get there a whole lot quicker. It was smooth sailing. Plenty of eating joints. Plenty of entertainment venues. Plenty of places where you could stop and charge up your battery-powered automobile. The way well-traveled, well-paved, you could go 55, 60, even 100 down that road if that's what you chose to do, if your car would go that fast. Some of you better not push it. If you go down that road, you'll get Wi-Fi and internet, a good cell phone signal. The way well traveled, the easy way. Just because it's easy, that doesn't mean it's the best way. God did not lead Israel down toward the land of the Philistines, although the road was paved and it was quicker. God led them another way. It was through the wilderness. Now, had it been up to Israel, they'd have went down the easy way. My friend, if you try to live for God and go about this thing the easy way, trouble's going to be in your future. God knew that His people were not up to the Philistines. He knew the Philistines were down that way. He knew the Philistines were going to attack. He knew that his people were not ready, spiritually speaking, for the Philistines. Oh, but we got a lot of churches going down that easy road today. But let me tell you, living for God is not easy, friend. Everything in the world's against you. Everything. Satan comes to kill, steal, and destroy. Temptations on every hand. Target on your back. Struggle. If you ain't struggling with something, chances are you ain't saved. But we got a lot of Christians, they've been delivered from Egypt, but they ain't struggling with anything. They're taking the easy road. They're going to the church that's got several thousands of people. They can walk in the back door and sit down, and the preacher don't even know they're there. They ain't got to go to work. They ain't got to do anything but come in, sit down, do their God thing, and then go back out and live like hell all the rest of the week. No resistance, none whatsoever. The easy road. Do my God thing. The easy way ain't God's way. God deliberately carried the children of Israel into the wilderness. Now, the wilderness is a desert place. You ain't going to find no Krispy Kreme donuts in the wilderness. You ain't going to find McDonald's in the wilderness. You ain't going to find no Chick-fil-A, no Hardee's, no Western Sizzlin'. You'll be hard put to find water in the wilderness. In the wilderness, the church that's in the wilderness, you'll find that there's a lot of empty pews on Sunday morning. But it's in the wilderness that God leads His people. Why? Because there's lessons in the wilderness that you can only learn in the wilderness. You can't learn it in Egypt. You can't learn it down the easy road. There are some lessons that can only be learned in the wilderness. And God led His people in the wilderness. And there's a lot of churches today. Some of you listening to me right now, watching my television, You are in the wilderness today, and you really don't want to be there. You're in the wilderness today. You look around, there's empty pews. The numbers are down. You don't know what in the world to do. What do? If there was ever a time in the history of the church we need to hear from God, today's the day. Church is in the wilderness. We need to hear from God. Where did Moses hear from God? In the tabernacle. I've run out of time. Y'all come on back next week and I'll tell you about the tabernacle.
The program today has been a blessing to you, and you would like to have a free CD copy of this message, just give us a call or text us at 252-299-4234. You can also go to establishedinthefaith.com. There you will find today's message as well as many others that are in podcast form. But perhaps you need someone to just talk to or to just pray with you about something. Again, just give us a call at 252-299-4234. This program is an outreach ministry of Friendship Free Will Baptist Church over in Middlesex, North Carolina, as well depends on the prayerful and generous financial support of listeners like you. To contact us or to contribute to this ministry, go to establishedinthefaith.com, click on the Donate tab. It's easy, and all donations are safe and secure through PayPal. You can also mail us at Established in the Faith, P.O. Box 601, Bailey, North Carolina, 27807. We look forward to hearing from you.
I'm Haven.
And I'm Juliana.
And you've been listening to Established in the Faith with our dad, James Pierce. He's the pastor of Friendship Free Will Baptist Church over in Middlesex, North Carolina.
That's right, girls. And every Sunday morning we have Sunday school starting at 9 o'clock and worship service at 10, as well as Bible study and prayer meeting every Wednesday night at 7 o'clock. All of these services are broadcast to the parking lot for those of you who wish to participate drive-in style.
And the church is located at 744 Friendship Church Road in Middlesex, North Carolina, near the EMED community. On the website, if you click on the Contact Us tab, Google Maps will bring you right to us. We would love to have you, and we hope to see you there.
And we hope today's program has been a blessing to you. Thank you for listening, and God bless you.